Very happy to welcome to the program one of our family members that you hear on, you hear him on Mother's Day this weekend, JR Sundays, 8 to 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. But you also heard him this morning and yesterday morning in for Chris Renwick on JR Mornings, and that is, of course, Mark Hollis, who, on yet another one of his many jobs, is the tournament director of the 2026 Rocket Classic. Nice to see you, Mark.
It's good to see you. I've been on WJR so much, I opened St. Patrick's Day by saying Happy Thanksgiving, and then Thursday I called
I've done that too.
Thursday I called it JR Monday, and I don't even know what that is. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's tricky. You need a program sometimes right. To follow what's going on here. The excitement is building for the 2026 Rocket Classic.
It really is. It's great to have you out at the Detroit Golf Club and the course. Wow, what great work they've done. $16 million really gives you a big difference. New greens, new tees. Dramatic difference both for spectators coming out as well as the tour pros that are coming in. We've adapted a lot of things with the focus on patron tickets primarily, but two new parking locations. As you know, Wayne State had been our parking destination. A lot of folks were frustrated having to pass by DGC Park, come shuttle back. So we've opened up Lawrence Tech and Oakland Mall, so off 75, off the lodge. You now have opportunities to park there.
And buses that will bring you to the course, which is
Dean Trailway buses.
The famous, you know, Pablo told us that. Pablo's going to be here, the guy
right.
who drove us around.
Yeah.
And with Dean Trailway's the best. We love that whole Kelly Dean, the whole Dean family doing
right.
a great job. It's the Rocket Classic. Do we not call it Mortgage anymore?
It's Rocket Classic. Yes.
Rocket Classic, July 30th through August 2nd, right where we are today, the beautiful Detroit Golf Club. You just heard, $16 million more put into the course, just a little less than what my landscaper, Joe Backer, charges for our yard. But anyway, you've got some.
We're having ours done right now as well.
You're not even laughing. You do have some pretty big players coming that you're excited about.
We do. We made an announcement. Three of the top world's ranking, three of the top 10. We've got two former champions in Tony Finau and Ricky Fowler. The top three, Cam Young is ranked third, maybe the hottest golfer in the world right now. Russell Henley, he's coming in. Xander Schauffele, and then Keegan Bradley, who was the captain of the Ryder Cup team. So unbelievable first six. There's other guys already in the portal. Tom Izzo doesn't like the transfer portal, but I do like the PGA Tour portal.
Tom is a smart man.
But we've got two guys that have already won PGA Tour events that have yet to be announced. So we've got some great players coming to Detroit, and we're excited.
By the way, in the Pro-Am, I don't have the name in front of me. Who's sponsoring the Pro-Am?
Delta Dental.
Oh, well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I think they have before, yeah.
Yes.
Delta Dental Pro-Am. And you'll have Tom Izzo.
Tom will be
believe.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does pretty much anything I ask. At least 2 out of 100.
Wow.
At least 2 out of 100 things.
Okay.
No, he loves
You've
this event.
You've got a lot of confidence, Mark. You do have a lot of confidence.
He loves this event, and it's about Detroit getting down here, being part of it. And the date change, you know, it's good for everyone. As you know, folks like to go up north around the 4th of July especially. Now we're at the end of July. The 30th to August 2nd. That's good for players because they need to get into the FedEx Cup, get those points. There's only one event between us and the FedEx now. But it's also good for local folks that now you don't have to make the decision, am I going to go up north for the 4th of July or stay down here?
It's perfect.
A month later. Perfect.
I think it's perfect. July 30th through August 2nd right here at the beautiful Detroit Golf Club. And the other thing you've done that nobody does this anymore, you cut prices.
We did for patrons. It's, you know, one of the things we heard is accessibility and the opportunity to come, bring family. We've gone from one of the most expensive to one of the most affordable events on the tour. On Thursday, $31.30 playing off our Area 313. But dramatic reductions in ticket prices, especially if you get them by the end of June. And you ask, why are we putting that heat on? If we can get a good calculation of folks coming, we can raise the level of amenities that are on the course to meet the crowds coming in. So lower prices, better parking, top players. There's really, you know, great, great reasons to come to the Rocket Classic.
And you've said it, and I've said it, and we've all said it, if we've been here a while, more than a minute, that Detroit has the best sports fans in the country, and you're elevating ways to elevate that fan experience.
It really does, and we have great relationships with all four pro teams. They're involved in the Rocket Classic in some way. We'll be throwing out first pitches at Tiger games. We'll be going to the taking some players down to Lions training camp, which opens up that weekend. And you're probably going to see some Pistons and some Red Wings around the grounds here as the tournament's going on.
No doubt. Yeah. You know, we first met, I don't remember what year it was, but you were probably the Michigan State Athletic Director when we first met.
I'm sure that was when it happened, yeah.
And who knew those would really be the good old days, huh?
Right.
Yeah. They really were the good old days.
Mike Feasey's the good old days.
The late Mike Feasey, our former manager.
Such a dear friend. Went on to Huntington, and I had a close relationship with him there. But, you know, as a youngster, I grew up in Port Huron, north of Port Huron, listening to the Tigers on WJR. And when I came back to Michigan, I was an assistant AD at Michigan State. Every time I came to Detroit, I would knock on the door of WJR and come in, say hi to Mike and say hi to the crew. And this has been family to me since 1995. WJR has. So the blessing to be on the air, it's kind of one of those pinch me moments. It's something, you've been a mainstay here for a long time, but for me, it's still, when I get up on Sunday mornings and have the chance to come and broadcast on WJR.
8 to 10 a.m.
It's a blast.
Yeah, well, it's a blast for folks to hear you, and you reminisce about your experiences growing up listening to WJR. Tickets for the Rocket are on sale now. You go to rocketclassic.com, rocketclassic.com. Like previous years, children 15 and younger will be admitted free at the gates when accompanied by a ticketed adult, up to 4 kids per adult. I want to point out, you've won, I can't name them all, but a lot of awards for the Rocket Classic. And you also changed the way golf affects the community. You guys were the first ones to understand how important a role you could play in a community like you play in our community. And now there are lots of competitions and golf tournaments around the country that are matching, following what you guys started.
It really is. And we stepped forward in a big way the year the COVID pandemic hit. The board sat around and we're like, okay, if we're going to do this, because we're one of the first events that came back. We're like, if we're going to do this, we're going to make a difference. And Laura Graneman came forward with a major issue.
Oh, good old Laura, yeah.
That Detroit was one of the most disconnected cities in the United States, and that was horrible. And we partnered up with Connect 313, and we closed that gap dramatically over the years. And while Rocket Classic hasn't done it all, it's been on the forefront of getting that done. Our relationship with College Career and Beyond, and they just celebrated their 25th anniversary. You've got First Tee of Detroit. You've got Black Tech Saturdays, Human IT. The Rocket Classic is engaged with all of those, and we've made Detroit a better place working with our partners.
Happy to see Rocket had a profitable first quarter, they just announced. And how's Dan Gilbert? I haven't seen him in a while.
You always know, when Dan starts pushing you, Dan's doing great. So Dan's doing great.
Well, I understand exactly what you just said.
Okay.
I'm not going to root for his basketball team. I can't.
I have to, you know. It's go Cavs. But I love the Pistons.
Of course you do. And he's so brilliant. He apparently loaded up buses in Cleveland.
We had 400 people up here for the opening game. Yeah.
Brought them to the game.
Yeah, he's a master.
He will
that.
Do anything. He is brilliant.
The guy is brilliant.
But I can't root for his team. But I understand that you work for the company.
Yeah.
And that you say, go Cavs, but I love the Pistons.
Yeah, go Cavs, love the Pistons.
Yeah, there we go. Even Dan, well, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say even Dan would understand that. I'm not so sure. We continue. Thank you, Mark Hollis,
you.
The tournament director, 2026 Rocket Classic. Sundays 8 to 10 in the morning here on WJR.